This episode of Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to you by Epic Reads and the new sci-fi fantasy Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston.
New York Times bestselling author Victoria Schwab says Heart of Iron delivers a delightful cast and nonstop thrills. The pages flew by and I couldn't put it down.
Don't miss this epic adventure, perfect for fans of Six of Crows and Firefly.
Pick up Heart of Iron today. Available now wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Do you do audiobooks?
I tried, but the one that I tried to listen to was too quiet, and I was cooking.
Feral Audio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
Today, our guest is our very good, talented musician friend, Ryan Kattner.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You got a new album out?
Under my other name.
Do you want to say it or should I?
You should say it. I hate saying it.
Honus Honus.
Yes, I have a new album coming out.
Oh, it's not out yet?
No, it comes out around Halloween.
Okay. Because I was trying to like listen to it. I think, is there two singles out or just
one?
Yeah,
there's a couple singles out.
Okay.
Singles, you know.
You know, I recently saw him live at the Bootleg Bar before the Manx show, and honestly, it was an amazing show. I feel like you're the Neil Diamond of the thousands. You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And the red suit, you know, the red mariachi.
Oh
suit.
Yeah, your guys' outfits were amazing. I didn't realize that King Cyrus was.
And he was also about 6 inches taller. I don't know if you saw his platform shoes.
Oh, no, I didn't.
They were pretty impressive.
I saw him do a bit with Brett Gelman a couple times at the Meltdown for the Meltdown TV show.
Gelmania stuff?
God, dude, that's probably some of the funniest stuff I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, Cyrus is a very special alien.
I don't know who you guys are talking about.
You know Cyrus. I guess maybe you don't.
I don't think I do.
Cyrus Garamani?
Mm-mm. What does he go by?
King Cyrus King.
Okay.
He's in my band. He produced my record. He's just an all-around
amazing
person.
Doesn't he do, not to go off on him, but doesn't he compose for some
He did the theme song for Another Period and stuff for Eric Andre. Kroll Show, he did a lot of those songs. He recorded them.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, great guy. He's not here.
So this is the podcast where we talk about conspiracy theories and paranormal and stuff like that. Do you believe in ghosts?
I have a cure for getting rid of ghosts.
Is it just be forthright with them and tell them to leave?
No, you just masturbate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean,
whoa.
Seriously, if you think there's a ghost in the room, just start masturbating, because they'll probably be disgusted, and if they aren't, then you have a new friend to watch you.
What if it was like your great-grandmother trying to say hi? You're still going to make her go away, but won't you feel bad?
I won't make eye contact, but I could probably... I could probably enjoy knowing there was a presence. But,
what, have you tried this out? Do you have a ghost story?
I have a lot of could-be ghost stories.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I've had a lot. You've never been in a situation where your skin just was crawling? You just felt there was something wrong?
I mean,
I'm sure everybody has that situation. It's pretty vague. I mean, just being somewhere that just didn't feel right.
When that happens to me, I immediately just start saying, even out loud, I don't want you here. I just start saying, as if there is something there, I'm like, you are not welcome here. Please leave.
Willie, you got to whip it out. You got to whip it out, and you got to make direct eye contact with wherever you feel that bad presence.
That's, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that.
That's a patented thing, I'll tell you. You know,
what's going to suck the next time you're scared and somebody's with you?
You know,
and your instinct is to whip it out.
That is a good point. Well, you know, just explain it afterwards.
But that never happens, does it? You never really get that feeling when someone else is there.
No,
it's really taking ghost busting to another level. Ray Parker had something right when he sang that line. That's what it was about. Busting makes me feel good.
Yeah, right.
Was it?
It was a...
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was a metaphor.
He's like, I got a song that could work for ghosts.
It used to be about masturbation.
But yeah, I mean, I have weird... My parents lived in a house that was, you know, they had very strange supernatural experiences in it. Like real freaky, scary stuff.
I couldn't handle that.
Do you have a good, like, quick story you can tell or not?
Yeah, this one's pretty cool. I can speed it up. It's pretty quick. So my family used to live in St. Louis, and they owned this house that was built in 1905, like around the World's Fair, maybe 1904. And it was a three-story house, had two stairs. It was just a really cool old house, old brick home.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was doing laundry in the basement one day, and she felt like there was my brother was in the room. So she looked over her shoulder, and she saw a little boy sprint out of the laundry room and take a left. Now, if he took a right, it'd be up the stairs. To the left was in an unused furnace room. So she started yelling for my brother. You know, she was freaked out, but she was staying calm. She thought my brother might be playing a trick on her. She was mm-hmm. yelling for him. After like 5 minutes, he came down the stairs. He was like on the third floor watching TV or something. She was freaked out. Okay. So my dad was changing a light bulb in my brother's room in the middle of the afternoon, had a feeling someone was watching him. He's up on a ladder. He looks over his shoulder. He sees a little boy watching him change the light bulb. He's freaked out. All the hairs on his arm stand up. And he turns back. He changes the light bulb, and the boy disappears. He tells a story to my mom, describes what the boy was wearing, and that's when she tells him her story. And the boy was wearing the same thing. And the furnace room that the boy disappeared in, there's some, like, initials written in the wall, like, on finger, like, in, you know, in the concrete.
Yeah.
At, like, the height of where a little kid would do it.
Ugh.
And so my dad did research on the house, and in those days, there was an influenza, you know, people died in their homes,
mm-hmm.
and there was a little boy who lived in that house during the influenza epidemic. And the crazy thing was, in the alley between the houses in St. Louis, there's, like, a really small walkway between the houses in this neighborhood. And my mom would always get this, like, really nasty vibe that there was, like, a shadowy figure prowling that side of the house. One day I go out, you know, I didn't grow up in this house. It was like when my parents, it's like when I went to college, they moved in this house. And I'm standing outside the house looking to this alleyway, and it's the first time that I notice that my bedroom in the house and that whole side of the house, there was a fireplace, but there was no indication of it inside of the house. And this was the fireplace that ran down to the furnace room. And it's not unnatural that they brick these things off in old houses, but it's so freaky. They bricked off two fireplaces. So inside, you know, you don't know there's fireplaces there.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like the room where the little boy ran. Ugh, creepy. Yeah, real creepy.
So you believe in ghosts then? You must, right?
No.
No?
But I'm convinced that's why my brother probably masturbated like a maniac in that room.
Was there a ghost? Should I join you?
What about aliens? You believe in aliens?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily believe in little green men, but mm-hmm. why not, you know?
Do you believe that aliens are on Earth or have visited Earth? Or do you just believe in another life form in the universe?
Oh, I mean, we're all aliens. And once we build that wall, we're going to kick them back over the wall.
Yeah. Vote Trump.
I actually brought this thing for you to wear during this podcast.
It's an alien with a mustache.
Yes. Fitting.
Did you put the mustache on him?
Of course I did.
Okay.
I branded it.
It says Senor Alien.
I don't. It's a blonde mustache. So yeah. I don't know. It's a very Germanic looking alien. He probably helped, Adolf build some things, which then were stolen from those scientists that we brought over to Roswell.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you know about that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now's as good a time as any to, because that's kind of
on
topic.
Wait, do you believe in aliens?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. I really don't. I don't believe that they are controlling our government.
No, those are lizard people.
Well, aren't those aliens or are those
inside
the
Earth? No, that's Illuminati. That's like a lizard people.
But the Illuminati, I mean, if you follow that path, the reptilian bloodline that they have is they could be from Earth, but we would consider that we would consider them aliens or another species from the Earth. But like some people think that that race came here.
Well, I mean,
they've been here longer than us, but they are aliens.
Well, the original, I don't know about the remake of it, but the original V series in the 80s,
yeah.
That was a documentary. I don't know if you guys were aware of that.
So wait, are you crazy?
No, because I believe.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this.
Hang on. Let me answer the question. I don't think I believe in aliens. If I did, it would be like, yeah, they're in the universe somewhere. I don't think we've made contact. But they are, like, right now, they just heard a thing. They heard, like, a signal from, like, deep, deep space, and they're, like, investigating that.
Well, it's sad, though, because we'll never hear the outcome of that. Basically, there's this star system that there's a message that came out of it.
Like, got bounced back, yeah.
And what, based on the classification systems of civilizations that somebody did, it's pretty hard to send out a signal that goes 360 from your planet into space. But it's a lot easier to direct it towards a certain area and send a message out that way. Supposedly there's this weird cryptic message that SETI got, and I don't think it was SETI, their part in America, because I mean, the thing is this. If you're going to come out and say that there's aliens, no matter, in America, there's going to be a story the next day that says why you're wrong.
I wonder if there's a coalition that's trying to raise money to have to fabricate a message from the cosmos that says we want Kanye West and we should send Kanye as our ambassador.
What if aliens sent a message to Earth and said we need this person? Do you think that there would be a vote to see if we give this person
What if it was just some guy in Oklahoma or something, and then they're like, why?
I mean, it always is the guy in Oklahoma gets the reaming.
But do you think that we would have a vote, or do you think our government would just be like, well, do you know what? We got to do it. Do you think there'd be a vote?
I don't think there'd be a vote.
No, I think
the government would just decide. They wouldn't. They wouldn't ask us. They don't give a shit about us.
I mean, I had an insane, well, this just seems, of course it's going to be insane. It was a conversation with an Uber driver like a week and a half ago.
What race was he?
He was Armenian.
Okay.
He was an older Armenian man, and he was asking about Trump, and I just kind of let him go. You know, he went off on Trump.
In which way?
Like, not for Trump.
Okay.
And then I opened up the discussion about Mike Pence, and, you know, I before I talked about it, I prefaced it with, you know, if this is your belief system, then that's totally cool, and I don't want to insult you. And then I went, because I thought he would be on the same team with me.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of built him up, and then I just talked about how I thought it was crazy that we have a VP candidate who doesn't believe in evolution.
Yeah, and is that true?
And that, yeah,
I don't know anything about that.
And that,
guy.
Like, dinosaurs are a fabrication of God to test people's faith.
Oh, he's a religious guy.
Yeah, yeah, but then. He said he didn't believe in dinosaurs. The driver, he didn't believe that the world was older than 6,000 years.
So he's a religious guy too.
But then he asked me if I believed in aliens, and I was like, yeah, man, sure. Same answer I gave you. Like, I don't know if they're little green men.
Right.
And he said, yo, yeah, they are. And there's cave there's cave drawings of UFOs and stuff. And
so he believes in aliens, but not dinosaurs.
Not dinosaurs. And he was like, there's cave drawings. So I said, oh, conversely, do you believe in cavemen or Neanderthals? He's like, no, not at all.
Well, who?
Okay.
What the fuck?
He was amazing.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So oh, yeah.
Did he not believe in evolution either then?
No, he did not believe in evolution.
I mean, my thing is, when I say I don't believe in evolution, I do believe in evolution. I just feel like we aren't as connected. I think humans have been around a lot longer than fucking
6,600 and whatever years.
I think we've been around for civilizations way older than our recorded human history.
How would you explain, like, the Renaissance paintings that have, like, weird, like, UFO things in the backgrounds? I'm sure you've seen some of those.
Well, first of all, I think you can interpret them as UFOs, or you could interpret them as whatever. I don't think they're necessarily UFOs.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And also, you know, fucking put little Easter eggs into your paintings, right? Like,
I don't know why I've never started doing that.
What? Putting little Easter eggs into your paintings?
I put Easter eggs everywhere in my life.
Is there any Easter eggs on the like on the album?
The most famous one
is,
really?
That's cool.
This you know, the painting of Mary that has, she's with baby Jesus, and in the background there's this weird thing coming out of the sky, and then there's two people like pointing up at it and looking at it.
Well, it could be God.
But in like a he's like in a ship or something, or he's riding a bean, or I don't know what it is.
He's in the God copter.
But then all the Egyptian stuff and I don't know.
I mean, what it all comes down to for me is this. Oh, we're so fucking smart today. We're so fucking smart. What we need to do... Now, a lot of our civilizations today are based on ancient religions. You can argue that, but that's just the way it is. And you know, the holidays, most of our stuff is based on ancient religions. You could say that we don't believe stuff anymore, but more people do than don't.
Believe in aliens?
Believe in some religion.
Oh, religion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so...
that's alien to me.
What we need to do is reinterpret all of these interpretations that we have of these languages, you know? Like they didn't have a... I'm not saying that the Bible's fact, but I believe that there are facts in there. And they didn't have a word for space. And they didn't have a word for whale. And so...
Wasn't Jonah in the whale?
Jonah was swallowed by a big fish. I got a big argument.
Oh, right. You've told that story. Yeah.
And so the heavens... And also, you know, our definition of space may not actually be correct either. And I don't think it is, because there's more space within us than you tend to think about.
What do you mean?
We're all just a piece of gum on some bigger alien shoe. Like what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we're cancer. I think we're cancer in some human.
Some human?
Yeah, and we're gonna give this guy cancer. Once we infect the Earth, then we're going to go to some other Earth somewhere, and we're going to infect that too.
We just keep growing, and you can't stop us.
Yeah.
Today we are talking about... Basically, I want to try to prove the existence of aliens on Earth by using events that have happened within our history, within American history.
Yeah, it's already scary because, like, you're going to say a bunch of events that I don't know ever really happened.
But everything that I'm bringing up today, other than the UFO crashes, everything else is real. And so what I'm trying to say is that you can trace these crashes to be real because of how our government responded and created these things because of these supposed crashes.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example,
the iPhone.
did you see that? Well, anyways, 1947 is when Roswell happened, right? So, if you're a government and a UFO crashes on your property, and I mean, what do you do? What do you do?
Well, they had a press release, which then they retracted.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy. And I'm surprised they even had a press release, given, you know, the whole War of the Worlds, Orson Welles debacle.
I mean, the thing is this. There's newspaper accounts of a lot of UFO crashes, and they get rebutted right away. And who rebuts them is military. The whole key to proving that aliens exist and that they're here on the Earth is following what a military did and thinking about what a military would do.
Yeah, I mean, my question I had for myself today when you brought up this topic was, like, why New Mexico? Why did all this stuff happen?
We got a perfect answer for you.
And there is an answer. Yeah. It's because of all the military stuff that's there.
We're testing the nuclear bomb.
Yeah, out there. And there's like radar. There's like crazy radar and secret radar bases there.
And so here's the thing. I think everybody knows about Roswell. That was the biggest blunder in military history because they did a bad job of covering it up. They keep trying to answer what it is. So late the next year, 1948. another crash happened in that same area that is the most important crash, UFO crash, in our history. The in Aztec, New Mexico. And the reason why that's the most important crash in our history is because they found human body parts on the ship. And so, supposedly there were 16 aliens on there, but they were all dead, but they found UFO, or they found human body parts on there. So this is weird to wrap this all up, because if you look into cow mutilations, then that,
the band?
Is there a band?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Well, cow mutilations, if you just look into it a little bit, there's some weird shit that's unexplained. There's technology being used that we are just now getting. And this has been going on since the 70s, maybe even earlier. And if, listen, behind all of this, there's this supposed meeting that happened with Dwight Eisenhower, where he met with some aliens and they signed an agreement.
They're like, we're going to have the same haircut as you, Dwight.
They had a treaty, and the treaty was, hey, you leave some of yours behind, you can take some of ours, and you give us technology and we'll let you abduct people and we'll just leave you alone. And supposedly they were not supposed to adopt. The thing is this. I don't want to get into this crazy stuff because I just... it's pretty crazy. I just want to go into the actual things that happened that our government did, right? So, but behind all of this, supposedly there was a treaty that happened with Eisenhower and the aliens.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Where did that happen? Did that happen at the White House?
That was at the...
Did you go to New Mexico?
It was the wherever Hangar 18 was. Was that Dulles? Hold on. Dulles, maybe? No, that's New Mexico. At any rate, I could look it up, but whatever. I'll come across
that's
it later.
That's insane. I've never heard that before. That's crazy.
So 1947...
Here's a question.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if he gave them, like... I like Ike pins.
Here, have some of these for your travels.
And were they pinned into like their little green flesh or like gray flesh? That's what I wonder.
Well, they wear clothes, right? They got little silver spacesuits.
There's a lot of UFO encounters where they have outfits on, and that has always weirded me out. I'm like, oh, they're ashamed of their penises too.
They don't have penises, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's the thing. Supposedly, well, whatever. 1947. UFO Roswell happens, right? In 1947, the government comes up with Project Sign, and then they're trying to figure out UFO shit, you know? Because in World War II, the term Foo Fighters comes from
unidentified. Yeah,
all of these war people flying planes that see these craft that they're like, holy shit, the enemy. They blame it on the enemy. The enemy's got these crafts that we are far superior to us.
Can I keep going?
Yeah.
I can either go somewhere else or we can stay.
Always go somewhere else. That's fine.
I got a hair trim the other day, and I brought in some pictures of...
You got a haircut?
Yeah. I brought in some pictures of the length that I wanted of myself.
Yeah.
And I show them to the hair technician. It's like, oh, this is, could you just do this? Take off a couple inches. And she goes, oh, you want the Dave Grohl? Okay, I can do that. The Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And she didn't realize that those pictures, they were me. They weren't Dave Grohl.
They were you?
And consequently, she took off too much hair, and I have a Lord Fauntleroy haircut.
Well, let's see it.
Hence
it
the
off.
Hat.
Take it off. I'll be the
I'll
judge
show it
of
to
that.
You afterwards
right.
As I'm looking at you directly in the eyes and masturbating.
Okay, cool. I look forward to that.
My ghost.
I just want to...
My ghost.
I need to... I forgot to full disclosure at the beginning. I have a fantasy football draft in 20 minutes.
Is that why you're not focused? And
that's why I'm not. I'm trying to set this thing
as
up.
As the person who doesn't believe in aliens?
but I'm listening. I'm getting confused.
Well, it's weird because I feel like these events might make you lean more towards believing in aliens.
Yeah, so maybe, you know,
We'll help you draft.
Is
when
anyone
your pick comes up, let us know. Listen,
once it starts, it'll be fine. I'm just...
Are you auto-drafting?
Not really. I have this computer that, like, makes my picks for me, kind of. It, like, tells me what it thinks I should do, then I kind of choose. But, like, I don't know if it's going to work right.
I like your fantasy name. Concussions are like aliens, not real.
Well, this is the... Will Smith is going to have words with you, my friend. Did you watch that movie? It's actually kind of scary. Concussion?
No. Who's Will Smith?
Will Smith? The actor?
I know.
Oh, okay.
You know that rapper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jiggy with it?
You saw my blinker, bitch.
You saw my blinker?
A nightmare
bitch?
On my yeah. street.
Well, I don't know you saw.
You mean like Willow Smith's dad?
Yeah, her dad. Yeah.
Yeah, and Jaden Smith's dad.
Right.
Jaden Smith, the action hero.
Yeah, that weird guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1947.
Thank you.
Roswell happened, and supposedly there was one extraterrestrial biological entity that survived.
The tomato.
If you go
guy.
Into the Roswell case. There's a lot of weird shit. In 1947, we came up with, as a government, after Roswell happened, the National Security Act. Now, I'm just saying that, oh, a UFO crash happened. Oh, it didn't happen. National Security Act happened. So I feel like that's a direct result of aliens happening and them realizing, oh, shit, things are a lot bigger in the universe than we thought. We came up with Project Sign, Project Grudge, that eventually turned into Project Blue Book, right, in 1952.
Wait, does it matter what the National Security Act was? Like, I don't know what that is.
Was it General Kelly who came up with Project Blue Book?
I don't know who came up with it, but the lead director
of it.
I get it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
That was
like, I'm like looking at the book.
No, the problem is...
I didn't write that down.
We've done that joke... Not that joke specifically, but we've done the Blue Book joke before.
I'm sorry to derail you, really. Keep going. Because actually, a lot of this stuff, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that much about Roswell other than what probably everybody knows.
Well,
but the Aztec stuff really fascinates me.
Yeah.
So, to get there.
Well, the National Security Act of 1947 was a major restructuring of the United States government, military, and intelligence agencies following World War II. They're saying following World War II.
Yeah.
The majority of the provisions of the act took effect on September 18th, the day after the Senate confirmed.
So it's just kind of a hierarchy between the militaries?
Yeah.
All right.
And so at this point, they had a National Security Council, and a lot of people think that turned into what became MJ-12. Let's see. They established an Office of Policy Coordination, right? Basically, they made illegal procedures okay for this team, and that they basically decided that, okay, the president now is going to learn about all these things, but we don't have to tell the presidents after this. You hear about Bill Clinton talking about he's going to figure out when he was in office, oh, I'm going to figure out this alien stuff. He never figured anything out. These groups then, at this point, became higher than our government. The secrets that they kept became higher than government, which is really fucking crazy. I don't know if you know this, but the NSA, the NSA currently is exempt from all laws that do not name the NSA within that law. That was an executive order by the president of the time, whenever the NSA came about. The NSA, you know, you talk about Snowden releasing all these NSA documents. There are secrets in there that even our presidents don't know because they don't answer to a president. And that, to me, is one of the scariest things ever, that you have these people running around doing stuff that do not have to answer to anybody. That should not exist for our security?
I think that would always exist. It's just that...
It's just not on the surface.
Yeah, you know it. Like, you know... They're always going to have those people. You don't think that every government has those people?
Well, I think that every government probably does, but within a democracy, that should not exist.
Yeah.
Well. I knew you could argue we're not in a democracy. I don't think we are either. But on the surface, we're a democracy. We should not have anybody within our government that doesn't answer to anybody. And to me, this was created because what is more important than anything is to not let the secret out that aliens exist, because this is all military
run. I think it's just so that they can kill whoever they want.
Well, there's probably that too, but we also are signing all these treaties with all these countries that deal with no assassination, no chemical warfare, no all these things, and then we also are still doing it the whole time.
Right.
I was just thinking about Aztec.
So Aztec in 1948. Aztec.
I was thinking about it. Crazier than all this, and it's just, I mean, despite policies and whatever, I was lost for a while because I was like, isn't it crazy that we had a president who, on his inauguration, he like played saxophone? That's so crazy. Anyway.
That was like
it's like, that's the coolest. I mean, even if he's a lousy, bad taste saxophone player,
right.
That's some crazy shit, man.
Here's the weird thing about what's happening today. I'm gonna take this today real quick,
and then we'll go back to Aztec. Yeah, I'm really fascinated by Aztec, so I want
to
make sure.
Sounds like you need to get to Aztec.
I know, but today, you know, Clinton has come out and said, if I become president, I'm gonna try to release all of this disclosure stuff. I'm gonna try to tell everybody about.
She said that?
She said things like that. Where it's like she is including that within her race to get.
Yeah, but it's like hip to run on a platform of transparency. It doesn't mean they ever do it.
But what's interesting about that is a lot of people think that Obama is going to disclose the fact that there are aliens on his way out. He'll probably win the Nobel Prize.
Smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Yo, guess what, yo?
I never quit.
But there's 24 countries as of today that have released full disclosure of all of their UFO
files. But you say that, and then I feel like you're getting that from conspiracy sites.
This website,
Mexico.
Click on the country for the source.
Aliens visit there. You know?
Like this website, which is educatinghumanity.com. You can click on each country that has disclosure, and you can go into specifically what their disclosure is. Like, for example, I believe France, let's look at France, but I think that France has just released all of their UFO files. You're welcome to look at them.
I feel like there's a vested interest there. There's probably like some space cheese thing, you know?
But I'm going to throw this out there, and then we're going to get back to normal. The weird thing about it is this. There's a specific separate conspiracy theory that says that there are no aliens and that they're planning an alien invasion that's going to be done by holograms using the heart machines. And when that happens, we'll all believe that there's aliens and then they'll really have control of us. So there's that conspiracy out there too, which is, to me, it's worth considering all conspiracies because there's somebody pointing you in a direction based on their facts. You don't need to look at their outcomes because, you know, things are weird. Reptilians. Well, things are weird. Let's look at why they're weird. Let's not come out and say reptilians without proof of reptilians, you know? Like, let's catch one. Let's catch a reptilian.
Why are most alien websites just so poorly designed?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at this website, and it just links to news articles where they're like, yeah, we recognize UFO data.
Look at that alien.
He's got ears.
So, okay, let's get
Sorry,
into...
Sorry, we started looking at this webpage.
Let's get into Aztec.
Very interesting.
Nobody knew about the Aztec crash. And there was this reporter who published this story...
Wait, are you going to tell us about the Aztec crash? Because I don't know about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you through the story. I don't even have my notes, so this is all fucking... I can't find my notes on this, but...
I can tell a little bit of the story.
So, yeah. So basically this guy...
I guess not.
No. Go ahead.
Fill in when he...
Just in 1948. It was in March, I believe. It definitely was in March, because I believe. There was an alien crash on a mesa in the desert outside Aztec, New Mexico.
They're digging for oil around there. There's an oil refinery that catches on fire.
Yeah, and there's a lot of gas, natural gas deposits out there as well. And so there's a report of a fire. So then they go investigate it, the gas company and the oil company, and they come across this saucer.
And now the guys, but when they called everybody about the fire, they're like, oh, this is weird. There's a fucking weird craft on this mesa over there. But we still need to address this fire. And then all of a sudden people started showing up to look at this craft.
Wait, so the fire didn't have anything to do with the crash?
No. But the fire is how they found it. They went outside because of a fire.
Because there's like a lot of gas and oil that could just like, just insane.
So they're trying to protect the refinery and put out this fire.
You don't think that some on-fire debris started the fire from the crash?
No, it was in the other direction. It wasn't close enough to cause the fire. There was a fire outside. It wasn't caused by this alien down craft.
Okay.
But when they went out to look at the fire, they saw this alien down craft. Now, here's the thing. There's this guy who wrote this book, and I don't have my fucking notes in front of me, and that sucks. Because I was ready for it, now I'm not. Whatever.
Frank Scully?
Yeah, Frank Scully.
Who?
He was a journalist.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, some of the most respected people in the United States were either journalists or cops, right? You want to tell somebody something, you're going to go tell 1948. Something's going on, who are you going to tell? You're going to tell a cop, you're going to tell a journalist? Because back then, journalists were very respectable, and they didn't have... The way that news worked, you respected even a local journalist more than maybe some cops, because it's like they're putting stories out there.
Yeah.
So this guy wrote this, what was it, a short story or a book?
He wrote a book. He interviewed a couple guys about it.
And now the book is where everybody's got the information about the Aztec crash. Now, within his book, people are skeptic about him. Like, oh,
it's because the two guys that he interviewed, they were kind of debunked as con artists.
Yeah.
Because they were selling something called this thing called a doodle bug.
Doodle bug.
And they were promoting as like, oh, this little like stick, I don't know what it was. It was some device that would find oil, gold, whatever, cure for cancer.
Picture those times. People bought weird things. It's like, oh, this thing is going to find water for you. This thing is going to find gold for you.
But they claimed that the reason they got, people knew about them and why they got attention was they claimed that it was based on alien technology from this crash.
So supposedly, these two salesmen saw this alien crash. They picked up on, they took some of the technology from the craft before anybody got there.
Some of the metal.
Uh-huh. And then they were walking around trying to sell it because they're like, hey, this thing will find anything. This is based on alien craft. Eventually, those guys got convicted of
fraud. I mean, those guys...
This is after Roswell.
I kind of, from the little I know about this and what I've read about it on the trustworthy internet, is that I think Scully and these guys, they were just sham artists. But I think there's a truth there that those sham artists were put in place to maybe discredit what actually was there. Like, I feel like they were maybe there or not. They just tried to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Nobody knew about this crash. This journalist publishes story that is based on these guys selling stuff. And also, one of the guys gave him a bunch of information about this crash. That's how people learned about it. So then people started investigating it. And they're like, was there a UFO crash in
Aztec,
New Mexico? Here's some quote-unquote bullshit story. They start looking into it, and then they're like, oh, geez, there's signs here of a covered-up crash.
Yeah. That's the crazy stuff. Like, once you get past these two con artists.
Yeah. So this guy wrote this, this journalist wrote this story, and that's how people found out about it.
They started looking into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who like, coincidentally, Scully from X-Files is named after him.
Okay.
But the crazy thing, too, is like, these two con artists, one of the guys, like, they released the Public Information Act files on them that the feds did. And there was, like, over 400 pages of information they had on them. Because they were following these guys while they were doing their thing, and they only, like, 200 pages of it were redacted.
So the FBI has a file based on these guys, one of the guys that are telling this bullshit story, right? Now, a lot of the rebuttal to that argument is during J. Edgar Hoover's years, they followed a lot of people that they didn't have to follow, and they created files on a lot of people that they didn't have to create files on. But this guy, who's a part of this story, had over 400 pages on him, and over 200 of them were redacted. And listen, the Freedom of Information Act is to get all this stuff that's blacked out, yet we only get the blacked out stuff. And so it reveals that there was something bigger there than him just fucking selling bullshit.
And with the Freedom of Information Act, they found out too, and this was only in this past, like in the 21st century, maybe the end of 20th. But anyway, they found out that there were all these secret government radar stations out there. Like, this is, like, true stuff.
And within,
like,
this,
like, built before Roswell and the Aztec thing in, like, 1946.
And the reason why... So here's the thing. We're testing nuclear weapons out there in this time. The only thing we had were radar bases. The reason why they don't show up on within the history files of this stuff is because the Air Force took over these bases, right? And there's proof of that. That they didn't build new bases, they took over the bases because they were owned by the Atomic Commission. Supposedly, the reason why the craft went down in Roswell, and this craft went down too, and we've also learned this, here's the thing. When you look up all these, most countries, when they see a UFO, they go after it. A lot of these countries are releasing their files of, we went out after this UFO, our jet crashed for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, they're actually going after them. They're actually shooting them. They're treating them like other countries are invading them and they have higher technology. That's the weird part about, that's the best part about all of these countries releasing their information, is that they're showing you that whatever took down their craft wasn't some other country's new shit. This is fucking above and beyond any technology that we have. And so at the time, within this guy's story, he claims that there was all these radar bases out there, and they're like, oh, these radar bases don't exist. The Air Force started those in 48 or whatever, 49. Well, that's when they took them over. Supposedly, this radar, however that technology works, is what can take down a craft. And they learned this, and they started taking down crafts on purpose and then collecting the technology and what's inside and the...
How are they taking these things down?
Well, however they fly, these intense radar signals are not something that occur naturally. So...
It's
fucking up something in their shit.
And like New Mexico, you know,
that's the best alien sentence ever. It's fucking up something in their shit. So
and like everything that, you know, Willie's saying about New Mexico, it's like, why New Mexico? Why not go to New York City? And it's like, because New Mexico, it's like, that's where they test V2 rockets. That's where they have these radar systems.
And this takes you back.
Right, but then why would the aliens go there?
Well, here's the thing. This is what some people think. And now, listen, I can never tell you why aliens are here. But we don't know what existence really is today. We don't. We can argue all day, but, you know, we're also learning that it's infinitely smaller than we think. And that... science is talking about parallel dimensions and quantum entanglement, all these weird fucking things that we know nothing about. CERN trying to figure out shit, whatever. Out of all that stuff, if you have a nuclear blast happen, it actually affects more than we think. Let's say there are alternate dimensions and there's beings living in another dimension, or even just weird animals that if there are other spatial dimensions on this Earth... you have to assume that there's other life in there, too. I'm not saying that everywhere there's life everywhere. There's life here. If there's other dimensions here that we're not aware of, parallel and spatial, those are two different things, but within those, and we set up a nuclear blast, we're actually affecting everything within every dimension that you can think of. And so most UFO encounters, most UFO sightings are... we're mostly around the places where we're testing nuclear weapons. And so there's even been, if you look this up, there's even been some really great stories of people that were security on a base or whatever, where they're like, we launched this nuclear weapon and this craft, this alien craft came up, shot at it, and it exploded. Or let's say that we run a nuclear test site and we lost capabilities of all of our warheads because this UFO came around. And it's just like the message is this: don't fucking mess with nukes. And so all of our sightings and all of our downed craft all started happening after we got nuclear capabilities.
Right.
Because we are
affecting. So you're saying they're from a different dimension?
Me personally, I believe that there are beings that live in the center of the Earth, and Hollow Earth theory is correct.
And what are those beings? Are they the Nordic race?
No, those are the lizards, right?
Well, the lizards live within the crust. Within the Earth, within the Hollow Earth, there are other beings. Like, I think most... I personally believe that if you look at any religion that's out there, and you look at the gods that they're describing, and you try to reinterpret it today, it makes... I'm not saying that it makes more sense, but it could make sense for that to be another race of beings
inside of the Earth,
and
right.
is that like the Antarctic theory?
There's an entrance in the Antarctic. An entrance in the whatever. To me, Hollow Earth theory makes a lot of sense, mostly because of science. Because if you look at the energy of the planets, I'm not going to go into all this stuff.
It's fascinating.
Look this up for yourself. Look up Saturn. On the top of Saturn, there's a hexagon formed on top and then you can look at these NASA photos of this, and
what is that?
There's nothing in nature. At the top of Saturn, there's a perfect hexagon of storm clouds.
Okay,
and storm clouds don't move in a hexagon. That hexagon is created because the energy that planets create, planets actually make energy. Is like,
do you believe in crystals?
I believe that there is energy. The energy created, the energy used to make a crystal keeps that energy in there. I don't think that maybe putting a crystal on you is going to harness that energy, but I believe that there's energy within crystals.
Okay.
So
there's some crazy shit happened on the Aztec.
The National Security Act of 1947 is basically what turned into the CIA. And the Central Intelligence Agency, after the blunder of Roswell, they said, hey, this happened because we have all of these different important people that aren't communicating. Let's have a Central Intelligence Agency. That was 1947, the National Security Act. In 1948, this Aztec crash happened, and nobody knows about it. And we secretly find out about it because some people leaked some information. And when they did further investigation on this story, they find that, there are all the signs of this actually being a UFO craft. And those signs are this. There was an extra road created that wasn't on any maps.
That's
ever.
Crazy. That road story
is
crazy.
There is a platform of concrete out there where this crash supposedly happened. There's this random platform of concrete out there, and nobody claims why they built it or anything like that. Supposedly, the theory is that the crane, the ground out there is very silty, like putting a crane on top of sand. It's going to sink when it tries to pick it up.
But couldn't have just been a regular crash that they needed to clean up?
That was theory that it was, there was a theory. There's a theory that it was just a plane crash.
Uh-huh.
But they can't account it to any plane that's been missing or anything like that. So, yeah, maybe we shot down an enemy's plane. Maybe that's the story. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But these cranes couldn't load up this craft because it would sink into the silt, and so they built a concrete platform,
right.
Put the crane on it, took the ship away. So, yeah. If you believe that Roswell happened, which I do, you have to believe that our government created a system to take care of this from happening every time after.
I believe they covered up something there. I don't know if it was an alien craft or
right.
not, but there's so much evidence that they clearly covered something up there.
And. This guy, this inside guy, Bill Cooper, who talks about this stuff, I mean, if you look at him, he was fucking suicided. I mean, well, whatever. He had a stand. Well, whatever.
Did he die?
Bill Cooper's really. Yeah, he's
okay. He suicide or
he died after his biggest. I like that disclosure.
I like that verb. Suicided off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna suicide you off, ghost.
But if you look at all of these things, all right. So like, in 1957, they started doing work on the White House. You know, working on. Presidential safe houses, that's when they started. This all comes down to, okay, let's just say you're a government and
Roswell went through a major world war.
Roswell really happened,
yeah,
right?
Imagine
Roswell really happened.
Do you believe that footage? I don't believe that footage.
Well, it's there's like, tons of footage. The footage of the alien. That what they also did was create disinformation. They are actually producing a lot of these videos and a lot of the UFO stuff that's out there released as UFO footage. They're creating it so that you can find that they're fake.
Did you guys already do the moon landing?
That was our first episode.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But you know, it was to me, it was like the reason why people think the moon landing is faked is because they did muck with photos and videos because they're hiding the information that's on the moon.
Yeah. Which, yeah. Okay.
I just...
I'm still on board parts of these things.
So picture this. Picture this.
Just to me, it seems like it could all just be that they're covering up, like, weird kind of Cold War shit, you know? Like, fuck, the Russians came over here. I know it's a little early for that, but whatever country, like, came over and we shot them down. And, like, if this gets out, fucking welcome to World War III, so let's cover this shit up. Yeah. And
let's use that diplomatically to use it against them. Like, hey, we'll just say that your fucking your version of your U2 was over Arizona.
Right.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
I just want to write that buddy movie with Dwight Eisenhower and the aliens. And we'll call it, like, Paul 2.
You know who was the chief advisor of Close Encounters of
the Third
Kind?
There's got to be, like, I'll think of a good pun title for you. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Dwight stuff.
Dwight
stuff. Oh, my yes. God. That's
very
great.
Good.
There we go.
the chief technical advisor of the Close Encounters of the Third Kind was J. Allen Hynek, and he was the one that spearheaded the Blue Book Project.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly, the Blue Book Project was supposed to investigate all UFO encounters of all kinds.
Right.
To give the people of the United States an answer as to what these things were. Their initial findings were, I mean, their conclusions were, this is all fake. This is all, none of this is aliens. And then after leaving the program, J. Allen Hynek starts his own UFO research company. It's like, oh, he had to come out and say that this is all. So at this point, after the Roswell blunder, after fucking who's the guy who did the audio radio story? People were freaking out. What was that?
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles. I always get my Wells mixed up.
I like well tequila.
I go for the vodka myself.
Picture
drinking's cool, kids. Start drinking.
You need another beer?
The clear liquids. Yeah, sure.
Someone told me tequila's an upper.
It is. It's the.
That's crazy.
Tequila is one of the one liquors not made from grain alcohol.
It's really the only thing I can drink because everything else puts me to sleep. But like
grain alcohol.
That's crazy. I should maybe switch to that.
It's from an agave plant, and sometimes, like I had tequila from Mexico that had agave plant in it still, and I felt more high than drunk. It was the best thing ever. I'm like, tequila's got
spicy water. That's the magic combo. Because you hydrate and you inebriate.
Dude, that's all I do is I do vodka soda.
Yeah, just
only I get it tall.
Switch it. Get a single tall tequila soda. If you need to add a lime, go for it. But that's just the magic drink.
It's so good. Like, even with vodka, it's like, wow. There's like no hangovers.
Yeah, vodka.
Okay, picture this. Picture this. Let me give you two scenarios. Let me give you two scenarios.
Please.
One scenario. Let's just say, for the sake of now, that Jesus was really God's son and that he was reincarnated and he came back today and he's trying to prove to you that he's real, right?
Okay.
I believe that a man named Jesus existed. I don't believe that he was the Messiah.
Okay.
But I just had to throw that out there because I'm setting up a scenario where it sounds like I...
Just
I,
set it up, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think, even if he did all of his miracle Egyptian magic tricks of wine into water, making loaves of bread, whatever.
You think if he came in the studio and he's doing that shit for us right now?
That I believe, you know, yeah, you could argue that I'm projecting, but I believe that most people would not believe that he was real. You've seen magicians, you've seen internet tricks, you've seen all kinds of stuff. If he was real and it did come back and he did was trying to prove to you that he was him, your skeptical mind wouldn't believe him anyways.
Is this like, are you making an argument for like Chris Angel? Like,
yeah, I'm trying to really tell you that Chris Angel
is really an angel.
Is actually the son of Jod.
What is the question? Is there a question?
No. I'm just trying to. I just want you to think that if, let's just, a lot of us grew up and know who fucking Jesus is and you have an idea of his immense power to turn water into wine.
Yeah.
That's a cool trick.
Fuck, I mean.
Who doesn't want that trick?
You would never have to work a day in your life.
Let's say that he was real and he came back and he's just standing in front of you. He's not going to be able to convince you that he's that guy. Well, but wait, hold on. I know.
And
this is
an analogy for aliens or what?
My analogy is this:
if a little green dude came in the room right now, I don't know.
I think that people are too skeptical these days, and that if you look at, take for example, the Phoenix incident, where there are over 10,000 witnesses of this UFO event happening over the state of Arizona.
When was that?
1995.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There are over 10,000 witnesses that say, we don't know what the fuck this is. This craft is so big that we couldn't create a landing strip for this craft. When an event like this happens, it doesn't get publicized. Most people don't even know about it. Do you know about the Phoenix incident? And if you do, do you know the proper actual details of the event? This UFO event happened in front of thousands of people and it's not out there. People don't talk about it.
Man, I wish we had call-ins to this. This is just coast.
So the reason why I'm saying
that would be amazing.
The reason why I'm saying that is because there is a group of people that work for the government that put out disinformation.
Are these the men in black?
Yeah, sort of. And also news organizations, if a UFO story is told, there is an answer the next day. And what I'm trying to say is all of this stuff is in plain sight in front of you,
but it's
and
also,
you don't believe it.
It's not in plain sight. That's the thing. It's not. Because you didn't see the Phoenix Lights. You've just heard reports of it. And the fact that you discredit any sort of news answer means that you're being the opposite.
I'm saying you don't listen. If a news organization puts something out there and it's just like, hey, we don't know what it is. Talk to you later.
They do that.
No, I know.
And then they do follow-ups.
But what happens is the follow-ups are all answered by the military. This is what I'm trying to say.
That's the thing. Like, what are you going to do as a journalist? Like, you're going to go and you're going to talk to the people who are constantly watching. You have to go to the military. And yeah. You don't need to believe the military's answers, but you also don't need to disbelieve them every time.
Okay, let's say the Phoenix Lights, for example, the police were getting calls nonstop about all these crafts in the air, right?
Uh-huh.
They called the military and said, are you guys doing something? They said no. Of course, listen, if they were doing secret stuff, the answer would be no. But when the police call you and you're supposedly dropping flares over the city, over fucking Phoenix, you're gonna have to tell them something, and they didn't say anything until the news reports came out. I listen. I'm all I'm saying is that
But this is the epitome of conspiracy theories. You're just, all you're saying is, I don't believe what they say.
Can I? It's getting really heavy. Can I ask a minor question?
No. Like it heavy.
Okay, here's a heavier question.
No, ask the light one.
Do you believe gray or green? What color are they?
Is this a Willy question?
You can't ask me. I mean, I believe that there's multiple. Here's my thing.
That's the right answer.
I keep saying that's the right answer. If you believe that there's one race here, you have to believe in multiple races. And the reason why I say that is because if they are in fact aliens. Now, here's the thing. Most people are like, oh, they couldn't travel here. And like, they're not driving through space. A lot of these alien beings have been here longer than us. There are alien beings here. And they have deep space travel. And, you know, like picture the Roswell craft. Let's take that for example. Yes, like Independence Day, the movie, this craft wasn't made for long. If you believe in the Roswell crash, you have to also believe that this craft wasn't a long range vehicle and that there was a mother ship that it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my them glasses so we can see the alien amongst us.
Oh, cool. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, it's you tell for aliens.
Oh, it looks like Dustin is the only alien.
Wait, hold on. Let me look. It's a handsome alien.
Yeah, he's good looking. I'd
if I was into lizards.
Well, this is why this is... I mean, here's the thing. You look at doomsday prophecies, right? They happen every year. There's a doomsday prophecy every year. What? You look at...
What's the one this year?
Basically that the treaty that they signed said that by...
NAFTA?
What's NAFTA?
Which
again?
Treaty? The North American Free Trade Agreement.
The treaty that Eisenhower signed with the tall grays.
Dwight.
Basically said that we would have to disclose the part of the treaty was you have to tell the humans of our existence, and supposedly it's by 2016. And so wow. That's going to happen this year. And so some people think that Obama's going to do it on his way out, and that's why, because... this happens every year.
That'd be amazing. He confesses that, smokes a cigarette, does a layup. He's like, peace. No, the president will like the NBA.
You look at the preparation. Okay, in the 70s, NASA said, where there's water, there is life. Well, you know what? In the 70s, they found water everywhere. And they said, oh, fuck, we can't tell people about the water. And so they prolonged that information getting to us. France even came out and said, hey, there's water on the moon. Years before
NASA. Is there water on the moon?
Locked in glacial ice, whatever.
Can I have a beer?
Yeah. But so basically this, water used to be life, right?
Are you having a bad draft? You were so sad.
No. I just realized we might be here a little.
Yeah, I'm here for the long haul. Can I use the bathroom, actually?
Well, yeah, let's take a little break. It's 64 minutes, 64:20. I need to go pee, too. Let's take a break, and we'll jump back into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long this podcast is, but I'm down.
It's usually like an hour and a half.
I'm down to keep going.
Okay.
All right, back to it.
Here's all I'm trying to get at. The reason why these secret government things are happening, because the big picture is this. The Navy had their own special unit, and they figured out alien stuff. The Air Force have their own secret special unit, and they figured out alien stuff. And everybody's got all their little different secrets about alien stuff, but the reason why that's not coming out is because there's one group saying no to everybody. Don't put that out. Don't put that out. And the reason why they're saying no to everything is because for the security of America, you don't want to know that we have no defense against an alien threat.
I mean, what do these aliens want?
Yeah, we do. We shoot radar beams up, and then they can't fly around.
But what do they want?
Like, why don't they just...
But they're not attacking us.
Why aren't they just, like, landing and saying, what's up, dudes?
Supposedly, here are the different things. Supposedly, they're abducting us and taking DNA information from us because they can't reproduce, and they're trying to use our DNA to help them be able to reproduce again. That's one theory.
Why can't they reproduce? Because they've evolved so far?
Yeah. And
also, hasn't it been 60 years? We'll figure it out if you're so advanced.
But that's why...
Well, we keep shooting them down, so they can't get back to the planet with the DNA.
But one thing is this, is that... Well, another theory is this.
Well, then
is
these
that
guys suck.
They're into butt stuff.
Wherever
they are into the butt stuff.
Wherever there's life in the universe, that's where life flourishes.
That's why they don't reproduce.
They like the butt too much.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, what about life flourishing?
Wherever there are different pockets of life within our universe. And wherever those pockets of life are, it flourishes so much that they all come to look at it and do what they want from it or whatever. But like, okay, this is one theory, is that they're here because life is here. They don't care about us. It's like us not caring about ants. It's like they're here for whatever. Like, why are humans here? Because of resources? No.
This is different than the pregnancy thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that one theory is that they're just here because they're here. Well, most cow mutilations, their sexual organs are taken out because they're also just, they're trying to figure out sex organ stuff.
Oh, so they're like cow aliens, maybe. Maybe they look like cows and they're like, well, fuck, let's try this.
We call them cow mutilations, but the difference is this. They're taking all mammals and messing with their, like... Within the cow mutilation story, there's also a cover-up to like make sure that people don't find out that humans are also being mutilated in that same way and their genitalia is being taken. It's not just cows. We've labeled it cow mutilations.
Wouldn't that be crazy if like aliens were just like really advanced cheese people? Like they're really into cheese? So it's why they like...
They have the perfect combination of cheese.
They go after the cows.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, maybe they're trying to make this like... You know, maybe they're just like hipster aliens.
I mean,
just
maybe...
want some, like, you know, they're going to go back to their planet and sell these cow.
Because there's a theory that we are a delicatessen.
Maybe the reason we've never discovered the perfect cheese is because we haven't put semen into it.
Or used lasers.
But what about the anal probing stuff? Like, what is that stuff? Aside from being kinky and kind of, you know, showing their wild side.
I mean, you could argue that an anxiety dream might include an anal probe and that was all created, and you blame aliens because it makes more sense for an alien to probe you than your neighbor.
Have you ever had an anxiety dream where your anus was probed?
I had an anxiety dream where I was being raped.
Really?
Yeah.
By who? Who is your rapist?
I was going on a date with this girl, and I've told her about this dream because I'm like, I can't feel normal until I tell you this. We were going on a little date. We went to dinner. We get to this place, and
is this in the dream?
It's in the dream.
Okay.
And it's filled with prison inmates. Visually, they all look like prison inmates. So I'm like, oh fuck, we got to get out of here. I'm gonna go use the bathroom real quick. I go to the bathroom. I come back, and she's drugged and she's passed out, and they're raping her. And they start fighting me because I'm trying to take her out, and then they throw me on the table. And while she's being raped with her eyes open, even though she's passed out, they start raping me, and I'm just looking into her eyes as she's getting raped. One of the worst dreams I've ever had.
Yeah, that's a bad dream. Jeez.
Like, not only was there rape, there was eye contact of someone else getting raped that was passed out. Well, whatever. Anxiety.
Oh my God.
You can talk
really?
About, I don't believe dreams.
Really? I want to give you a hug. Bend you over.
But
well, could you feel anything, or did you just know you were getting raped?
No, I kind of just...
Was it a nocturnal? Did you wake up? Like,
I woke up right around then.
Yeah. Did you come?
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Did you, and also, did you wake up with a boner?
Did you?
When you first had a wet dream, what was your reaction? You're like, ugh.
Well, this is the sad thing about me.
You've never had a wet dream?
I've never had a wet dream.
What?
Oh my God.
Is that possible?
It's probably because I masturbate too much. I've never had a wet dream.
Wow.
What was it, shame?
Yeah, it was a little shame, and it was a, it was a little bit of like, now I have to do something about this, you know, like now I have to clean this or whatever. But I think it was, I think shame. Yeah, I think I was a little embarrassed.
Okay.
What about you?
There was a little green man standing beside my bed. Or gray.
Was it collecting?
Just watching. Judging. Anyway, okay, cheese. Cheese.
So here's the thing. At some point, let's say you're on the timeline that a treaty was made.
With Dwight
Eisenhower.
Did he speak alien?
No, every single alien interaction has an element of telepathic communication.
Okay.
For every alien, they can communicate. Here's the thing. We created language. Language is the way that we communicate with each other. Take away language and try to talk to another species, right?
I just wonder why, like, since Dwight was more of a baller than I ever imagined, you know, I think it's...
But
like,
on his way out.
Like, why didn't he just be like, dudes, let's get you guys making babies.
Let's
figure this out.
The last speech that he ever made was a big warning to the American people.
Do you have quotes from that? Like, you're talking about aliens?
It's one of my favorite speeches ever. Him and the JFK one about... Well, anyways, Dwight has this huge speech on his way out that says, watch out for the American... the military-industrial complex. That's what he says on the way out.
What's that have to do with aliens?
Because they have all the secrets of aliens and that they're running...
That's some serious reading between the lines.
No, it is. It is. Like, okay, here's the thing. Here's my thing. Take away the alien stuff. No. That's not why it's my favorite thing. I've never attributed it to aliens. What I've attributed it to...
No, I mean,
is
that's cool. That's where you went with it.
...is the power of the military-industrial complex because these secret government factions of all sorts are usually high military... And their interest isn't us pursuing our dreams. That's not what any of them are about.
It's not... The military aren't the ones who are like, give us these new planes and shit. That's the congressmen who are getting kickbacks from the contractors.
Yeah, but secret military is above CIA. Secret military is above FBI.
Yeah, but they're also not the ones who are doing that. Because then Lockheed Martin or whatever would be like, who the fuck are you? Oh, I'm secret military. I'm above the FBI. So just make us all these, and I guarantee you, you'll get $1 billion.
Secret military sounds like such a Fletch cover.
It's real, though.
Oh, I'm sure it's real, but that's not why the military-industrial complex exists. The military-industrial complex exists to make the 1% more of a 1%.
They basically picture anything that you think of as being secret, whatever secret, secret government, secret military, secret, the elite, you know. If you find a way to make money, you're gonna be desperate to always have that money, no matter what you are.
Is there documentation? Did Dwight? Did he keep hanging with the aliens after he was president? That's what I want to know.
Well, here's the thing: if you believe in any of this,
I want to believe that Dwight and the aliens were tight bros.
What most witnesses say about dealing with aliens is that A, they're all liars. And B, you need to put a Faraday shield around them because they can just disappear through walls.
Well, we've learned just talking here today that all aliens are like rapists and criminals and liars.
We need to build a Faraday wall
around the Earth.
Yeah.
Go Trump. That's the wall he's talking about, is the Faraday shield around the Earth. Wouldn't that be funny if you found out that that's what he was talking about? No, it's not. Whatever. Fuck Trump.
But I want to picture this reality in which Dwight still hung out with...
No, there's no way, because they're liars and rapists, and once he's not the president anymore, They're like, fuck that guy.
But picture this, all right?
Well, we call them rapists, but they're probably just collectors.
Picture this.
To rape.
I keep saying this, but picture a timeline where aliens are real and they've come here and you're a part of the government and you've come to these conclusions. These are the conclusions that you come up with. Number one, we could nuke them. That's the way that we could fight these aliens. We could nuke them. That's not going to work because they're in the sky. And if you set a nuke off in the sky, you're going to blow holes in the atmosphere. You're going to fucking fuck shit up.
Is that true? You can blow holes in the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Cool.
Basically. I mean, that's why most nukes are set up like pretty close to the ground. They're still above ground because they'll affect more area, but they're pretty close to the ground.
I mean, it's just crazy that we like
nukes not
started
an option.
From like cavemen, and now we've created something.
Oh, there's nothing. Yeah,
that can blow holes in.
There's no such thing as cavemen.
But they.
That we started as like Adam and Eve. So like Adam and Eve started from nothing, and they were just like eating apples, and now we can blow holes in the.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we could fuck this planet up on accident. Okay, here's
all. Aliens give us that technology? Do you believe that? I don't believe that.
No, because he said that they started showing up after.
That's why they showed up here.
Oh, after. This is an interesting thing then. So then all the stuff we talked about before, like the aliens with the Aztecs, the Mayans, do you believe any of that stuff then?
Well, I mean...
And what about that weird compass that they found in the Mediterranean? Like,
I love that thing. Yeah. Personally, here's what I think.
What's that thing?
And the pyramids and the Sphinx.
I think that... We all had the capabilities of doing that stuff because as humans, we were more in tune with the universe. So we had better technology because we know how the universe worked. We were aware that the Earth is emitting energy and we could harness that to use it however we want. And that basically the way they built the pyramids was sound vibration. And the way that everything was sound vibration. We don't attribute that to being a real science, but if you look into this guy, Michael, I forget his last name, from Canada, he's fucking levitating bowling balls with sound.
Willie, that is wild. That's the wild stuff. The pyramids are sound built.
No, I bet we could. I bet you right now, whoever's listening to this, get it on your stereo, right? Put it on your stereo and turn it all the way up. And then put a bowling ball on it, and I'll bet we can make it levitate.
That's why all these ancient religions use like this. Ohm and
we just have to do this.
Power.
We can make it levitate with dissonance.
Yeah. See. So, but we just did it.
There's a conspiracy that's why most radio stations and music don't use the 528 megahertz frequency when they, A, create music, and then, B, project music.
Because you levitate bowling balls?
Because that frequency is what our bodies are in tune with. If the universe is sound, if string theory is correct and everything, the smallest thing in the universe is a vibrating string, that the 528 megahertz is going to bring our bodies in harmony, and that our bodies are not in harmony because music is not done using that scale and also not using not that frequency. So we are in a constant state of disharmony.
But don't you think of all the people in the world, the ones who would want to get us into harmony are the people who are making music?
They don't know anything. You don't know about frequencies, do you? You know about the 528 frequency? Look that up.
I know about the brown note.
Yeah, there's a brown note.
There is not.
It's
just a South Park episode.
No. There is a brown note.
They looked it up, and that's how they came up with it.
That's not
what
real.
What is that frequency, Dustin? The brown note?
There is a brown note for sure.
And you know, like the 120 BPM is the standard because that's the heartbeat. You know, that's like the BPM of a heartbeat. That's why
it is.
Like, that's like the standard, like, pop.
Isn't that a really
BPM?
I thought that was a fast heart rate, 120.
No, that's like pretty standard 4/4.
Well, I'm a drummer. I know what it is.
Well, I'm a non-musician, so. You play drums?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yes.
Are you the one that stole Jonah's stool?
No. I don't.
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What's up?
Stool got stolen?
It went missing.
I have one. You can
alien. I mean, I don't.
I have one too.
Okay. Someone give two? Jonah a stool.
So here's the thing. We're going back to.
I know you didn't steal it.
Government. Let's say military industrial complex versions of how to avoid or how to deal with an alien invasion.
Mm-hmm.
One, nukes. That's not an answer because you're going to kill your own population fighting them.
Right.
It's a virus, man.
Number two, yeah, alien virus, I know that.
Computer virus.
Underground, go underground. You build...
That's how you fight aliens?
You build... Well, it's like, you know what? If there's going to be an alien war, you got to go underground to survive. And so that's why they started making domes. That's why they started building bases underneath the Earth. And supposedly there are highways underneath our country that connect to every major city that connect to major underground bases.
I mean, God, what a dream. If that exists and you're out there and you know the password into that shit... Just please private message me on Twitter.
Please let us in. You've been listening to us. Do you like us?
God, I would...
We deserve to live in the underground. I know it's part of DIA, but you can't just go to DIA and find the way in.
My heaven is just a road with no cars on it. That's all I want in life.
That's...
Complete solitude
I'm driving to D.C.
A big party.
And there might be a truck.
Oh, I would go 80.
I could see you doing, like, circus loops.
If I knew how, yeah, that would be great. I don't think my Prius can pull it off. Buy a Prius, everybody. They're great cars.
I was laughing at myself because I realized that if there was an alien invasion, that Top Secret gave us the answer. You just disguise yourself as cows. And then you ambush the aliens when they come to mutilate you.
Wow.
Is that in Top Secret?
No, but there is a cow costume and there's like a blowjob.
Oh, man, that's a really good idea. We should do that.
Well, I wonder this, though. I don't think that they see us the way we see us. So you'd have to actually mentally become a cow. You can't just, it's not just costume.
No.
It's Willy. It's beyond costume.
Willy! Mentally become a cow. Succumb to the udder. Be one with the udder.
And option three is you select people to go onto a space mission that we actually have spacecraft ready to go to get us off this planet.
Where are we going?
Not here. I mean, like, if they're here trying to attack us, it's not because of us.
What do they want from us?
It's because of what's here.
To reproduce?
I don't think they want anything from us.
Hmm.
Well, except for the... Of those theories that you said earlier, you don't believe any of them?
Well, no. I'm saying these are options that a government has to come up with on how to deal with an alien invasion. You either...
No, I know, but you don't have a theory on what they want from us?
I kind of feel like we could take on an alien invasion.
I think so.
Especially if we've shot down their crafts before, it just takes
with
some
radars. It's like, and this is America, man.
Bring it on.
Like, we can
bring
show them, like, why
Give
we're
us
so
the radar
great.
Gun. If you know anything about radar, create a radar gun, because it's probably still legal right now. Fucking make a radar gun and sell it to me.
You just got to put some hick in a field. Like, as bait, you know, the same way that if you're going to get a T-Rex, you tie a goat to, a post.
Right.
We get the aliens to go, zone in on that hick in the field, and then we just zap them with radar
guns. I mean, here's the thing.
And then we probe them.
If there's an advanced...
Yeah. How's it feel now, motherfucker?
If they're an advanced species...
You gotta find a hole.
There's probably nothing they could learn from us other than what we're trying to learn from the alien, from the fucking animals we do test
Yeah,
on.
But I'm sure they've never used the internet.
Wait, what?
You know?
We've learned stuff from testing animals.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Though. I mean, have they had an In-N-Out burger? I mean, honestly, I mean, there's a lot of shit that these aliens probably
Here's what my UFO kit is, and here's what it should be. My UFO kit is I have binoculars and a laser pointer. What my
and a
taser. I have a taser also.
That would be amazing if my
kit should be is a fucking delicious burger.
Pizza, just carve them out.
You know, you have food, you have something cool to look at, like a Rubik's Cube, so that, if it was about to, abduct you or whatever, you just start playing with your Rubik's Cube, what the fuck is that? Or, you know,
I'm
just trying to think of what is a good distraction of all of the They may have different
Cal,
senses.
You know,
us.
Cal seems like the.
Obviously, I think that they have a sixth sense that we used to be attached to, and that's why ancient civilizations could make. I believe all pyramids are energy.
Why do you have a
houses.
Laser pointer in your alien kit?
Well, like, when I see UFOs,
you gotta blind those big beady eyes, man.
When I'm confirmed that it's not a plane, I shine my laser pointer at it.
Huh? I thought maybe you used it like to play with a cat,
dude.
Like,
you can't confirm what? How do you confirm that it's not a plane?
It doesn't have. If it doesn't have the beacon, that beacon you can see forever. If it doesn't have a beacon, then
you're gonna get arrested.
I mean, it's so much more complicated now with drones.
Fuck drones! I can shine a laser pointer at a drone.
Yeah, you can, but
I'm just saying, like, knowing
I just think
what's up there.
To be so sure that it's not an aircraft because it doesn't have a light.
If it doesn't have the beacon, then it's not legally allowed to be flying in our airspace, so fuck it.
Hmm.
I just don't... What's the point of doing that?
Trying to get its attention.
So that they can come and...
What would you say to an alien if it, like, popped down?
Let's go through the best-case scenario. You're out looking at UFOs. You find one. You shine your green laser pointer up at it.
Green?
Yeah.
And then what
happens? It's illegally strong. It's so strong you can see it from miles away.
Whoa, that's
it
cool.
It feels like a lightsaber.
Right, and then what happens?
Then
this is best case scenario.
Then I put myself... I understand that there's a telepathic... communication that could happen, and so I put myself into the best version of me, the happiest best version of me, not a threat. Because when you're afraid, when you see an animal that's afraid, you feel like they're going to attack you.
Wouldn't they know it's a front though if they're like telepathic?
No. But I really try to get there where I'm like, I'm not afraid. You know what? I had
beating a lie detector.
What's
test?
That called? Sleep paralysis. I had sleep paralysis once. Right.
You have to curl your toes.
And oh, really?
That's how you get out of it.
Nice. Good tip.
I had sleep paralysis once, and I really thought I was getting abducted because I couldn't move. And I was like, fuck, I'm getting abducted. And so my initial thought, which was great because I'm an anxiety-ridden person, I figured I'd freak out, was just like letting go and be like, okay, this is going to happen. Like, I want to know information. I want to know what's going on. And I was happy just... knowing that I was going to learn something from this event. But I really thought I was being abducted. I was very happy to learn afterwards that, like, I didn't freak out. I wasn't an asshole. I didn't fucking get ready to fucking fight whatever alien was going to abduct me. Though it didn't happen, and it was probably just sleep paralysis, I was happy of my mental state. Because I really was afraid.
Oh, yeah, it's terrifying.
So you shine your green laser pointer, and this little... guy gets out of a ship.
Why does he have to be little?
Well, he's short for his age.
They're short range.
He might have a have a growth spurt coming up.
All right, so this little dude could be any color, non-discriminatory.
Hang on, real quick for my draft. Who is D. Johnson Jr. from Cleveland?
Duke Johnson Jr. is a running back. He's like
Duke
second
Johnson.
String.
Are you sure?
You don't need him, yeah.
No, someone else got him. I'm just trying to keep track. All right, sorry. Dude walks up to you and he's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, if he was like, if you sacrifice your girlfriend, I'll just reveal the mysteries of the universe to you. What would you do?
I don't want a part. I would have more guilt ending someone's life, and I'm in love with my girlfriend, so I'd feel worse about
like
that.
Like, you wouldn't have to end her life. She's just, like, gone. They're going to take her off to, like, the cheese planet to work in the cheese factory.
Yes.
Like, you know, but they're like, we're going to give you...
Well, she's not going to die. She's not going to be... she'll be fine, but we're
She won't
her.
Be happy. She'll be working, like, a menial job in a
yeah,
cheese factory.
It's manual labor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much fun that's going to be processing, like, rectal cheese
well,
or whatever.
Well, treat it this
get.
Way. Even if it wasn't an enemy of mine, we'll say. Not someone I love. Let's treat it even as an enemy. Would I feel guilty about that, too? I mean...
Yeah, because you're like, you seem like a very sweet man.
But you don't understand, dude. You can solve all of the world's problems. Like, you can be the answer, you know?
I feel like if she
all you
she,
have to do yeah. is manually strangle your girlfriend but in front of the alien.
I also feel like that these. But I feel like these
he's
answers.
He's gonna do it. He's gonna do it.
I feel like all of the mysteries of the universe can be unlocked to us individually if okay. we connect to, if we do yoga, if we meditate, if we.
I brought my mask for a second, and we're gonna role play.
Yeah.
Wade is your girlfriend.
Okay, and you're gonna be the alien.
And I'm gonna ask you to manly strangle Wade.
As the girlfriend.
As the girlfriend. And I will
do it to Wade. I'm not going to have a. I'm not. I want to be a good person.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, so Wade wants to die.
No, if you're asking me, who do I have to kill to know everything?
Your sister.
I'll do it.
Your sister. Yeah.
I'll do it.
This is when.
It's going to be great.
This is when Dwight steps in. He's like, guys.
Because then I can just clone my sister, because I'll know everything.
You'll know everything, yeah.
I'll be like, I'll just clone her.
But then you find out that they know nothing.
Oh, well, then that's a con job, and then I kill the alien.
Well, they're liars, which we established earlier. The aliens...
There's tons of deceit.
Yeah.
You know, I read this thing that the reason why... I don't know if I believe it, but it was interesting to think about that... This alien claimed that they started interacting with us on all realms, whether it be magic, religion, that they basically started becoming answers for people so that they would believe in those things, but they were actually doing it. It was just weird to me. It was fucking a mind blow.
Do you believe the Heaven's Gate people are with the aliens now?
Well, no, but listen, I understand their reasoning.
Cool sneakers.
That, like, you could get out of this universe or out of this solar system by
transcending
dying,
your body,
and then your soul would jump on to the. I understand that thinking. I don't believe it, but I understand it because I don't know. When you start talking afterlife, it's all fucked.
I don't know, man. You still haven't answered the question of, like, you trying to not even the kill your girlfriend question, but you're flagging these things down and you have no plan for if they come down here.
No, my plan is to
channel good,
try to turn into a good state, a mental state, and then also just be open and just purely information,
right,
purely
but then,
love.
But what, that's who gives a shit? But what are but, you what are you hoping is going to happen then?
I wouldn't mind being a student of theirs for a little bit. I don't know.
So you're going to go. They're going to come down, and your ideal situation is that you go with them?
But they're untrustworthy.
I know.
They're liars.
I see. You got to stop flagging these guys
they're
down.
They're going to fuck you over, man.
Until you nail that question.
I mean, I don't...
You're going to end up with a dead girlfriend in a field and a mutilated cow, and it fucking lied to you.
Because, like, I've also read stories of that... There's so many people missing in the world today because they're abducting us, and there's a whole slave race thing happening where there are races of aliens that are slaves, but also that humans are slaves too, and they just take us to other places.
That's some deep shit, man.
Well, okay, let's wrap it up.
I don't believe in it, but it's interesting to hear, and it's fucking freaks me out to throw into this mix of credibility.
Willie, I love you, and if I see you out there in the field waving that green thing, I am going to just take that away from you. You do not need to die for us or be probed.
Yeah, it seems like all you're just wanting, like, a group of
like,
thugs
is this a,
to
yeah,
come.
Is this a cry for help? I mean, is this...
Well, listen... The reason why I think a lot of people believe in different religions is because they manifest things by praying, that you can actually manifest things from your thought. I've prayed for things and gotten them to come true. I've also prayed for a UFO and saw one, and that was a fucking mind blow, where I prayed for a UFO and one showed up, and I was like, wait a minute. So all I'm saying is your mind is more powerful than you are aware of. It's all based on your belief. You don't believe in shit, so you don't know how powerful your mind is. That's why videos like The Secret can come out. Is because your mind
just
is
in general
strong enough to where if you want something, you can get it. You got to let the universe know. So do I want to be abducted? No. Get that out of my mind. Do I also think that my anxiety is strong enough to create some catastrophe because I'm afraid of getting cancer? Yeah, your mind's pretty powerful. You have to focus on what you want. But what do we want? Material things? What do you want in the universe? What do you want the future to be? I try to think about what I think the future could be if we all connected to each other as opposed to separated based on our own beliefs. And it's hard to think about what... But I tried to get to that point where it's like, what's important is us connecting, not a successful future, but a connected future. I don't know what that means.
It was beautiful. it was really beautiful. And the whole time you're saying that, all I'm thinking is like, God, I got to ask Wade if he'd let an alien fillet him.
What's the teeth look like?
There's no teeth.
But would
you trust him?
Well, he can't bite my dick off, can he?
He's an alien, man. He might have, like, hidden teeth in the gums.
Then no. Not if there's hidden teeth.
Wrong answer, man. You gotta trust.
I know. Should you trust an alien? People talk about lying. What if they're lying? What if you should trust and have love? And what if you should trust an alien? Should you trust an alien?
I mean, what if our understanding, our perception of lying is completely inverted?
What if lying doesn't even matter?
It doesn't even matter to aliens. Like, they're the real reality and they're the real truth. And everything that comes out of their mouth is not the fabrication that we have to create for ourselves.
And it's
present as a lie.
Of the moment, because the universe is changing.
I said nothing in that statement. I just fold that on top of each other like an endless quesadilla.
Well, okay, but so what's the wrap it up.
I think that if you do not believe in aliens, I suggest that you look up these giant cases of UFOs being seen by a lot of people. There's the one over Chicago Airport that happened recently. There's the Phoenix Lights. I'm telling you, this is all being hidden in plain sight because it wasn't reported to you. There are aliens visiting this Earth. Maybe they were here before us, and aliens is the wrong word, but there's another race of beings here that have craft that we cannot, that we can't outmaneuver, can't outperform. So what make sure that you're right in your life, because shit's about to change.
Yeah, what? Yeah. You're going to get fucked by an alien.
It's not a black and white issue.
God damn it. All right. That's going to do it. Thanks again for being here. Do you want Twitter?
Yeah, what do you got to plug?
You got a Twitter or anything?
I'm on Instagram, at Honus Honus. Same with Twitter. I'm verified.
Ooh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Pretty special. How did it happen? I'm a public figler who sells no albums.
He sells figs in the square.
I sell figs
publicly
in the square.
Figgling.
Yeah, if you come over, I'll give you a little figgling.
How big were you when it happened, quote unquote?
I mean, I don't even think I have 5K followers. Or are you asking how big I was when I first started selling
figs? You can get verified. You just have to follow the links and like try.
No,
to
go. I know.
No, it's like, I mean, I've been making music for like forever.
Like when that happened for you, did you feel real good?
It happened like last week.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
After like putting out like 7-8 records. And doing this forever.
Yeah, but they didn't know it was you until now.
Well, the picture on my Twitter is in me. It's like, it's a girl with a fake mustache playing piano. So maybe, but it's me. Yeah, but follow me on Instagram. And I have a solo record coming out. If you know, whatever. Honus Honus. I sort of believe in aliens. I want to believe.
But if you want to believe, then... I don't think anything good can come from them actually being real, but I believe that they're real. So that's what freaks me out.
I believe there's aliens. I don't know if, you know, whatever. I believe that Wade is blowing this draft.
No way, dude. You want to hear my lineup? I got Blake Bortles lining up at QB. I got Mike Evans as
alien.
WR1. I got Alshon Jeffrey, wide receiver 2. Todd Gurley,
Thanks
Los Angeles,
us,
running back, Matt Forte, not past his prime, Kobe Fleener, is that what it is?
Yeah, tight end, Indianapolis.
Jeremy Maclin in the flex. Is it Matt Jones, the Washington running back? I can't remember all these boring
like
names.
Him.
Matt Jones, and I just picked up Amir Abdullah. So I did two things at once, and I'm sorry that I was boring. I guess I need to get my life together. Ugh.
Let's go out in that field now and
no,
wave
that's
around
the end.
Those like little green.
That was the end. We got to start telling the guests what the end sentence is.
Oh, that's
when,
the end?
When you hear get your life together, that's it.
Thanks again, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Feral Audio.
Hello, I'm Kyle Ayers. I'm the host of Never Seen It, the podcast where comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we give them a read in studio. This is a clip I want to play for you guys from an episode where Langston Kerman rewrites Scarface. He's never seen it, but he wrote a script based on what he thinks he knows about it, and here's a clip. Give it a listen.
All right, Scarface, The New Frontier. Interior, happening discotheque. Remember when we called clubs discotheques? LOL, the 70s were crazy. Night. The crowd bustles with young, hot Mexicans who are supposed to be Cuban and all are dressed in butterfly collared shirts and pants that look like JNCO jeans and pleated khakis had a really weird baby. There's sex in the air and Poppy wants a whiff.
Oh my God.
Scarface, 22 to 45.
Like he's a television audience demographic.
Devilishly handsome. Not even a little bit Italian looking, so get that out of your dumb brain. Walks through the crowd with the confidence of a man who's going on MTV Cribs with the Ying Yang Twins one day. Does he actually have a scar on his face? Fuck no. Why would you even ask that? That's not important. What's important is that he is not at all a problematic stereotype and that he has come for his cocaine. As he approaches the red rope of the VIP, pronounced ve a pe in Spanish,
oh my gosh.
He spots his dear friend who is almost certainly going to become his enemy by the end of the film, Smooth Skin. Scarface yells out his signature line.
Ciao, Bella. It's me, Scarface.